الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. My dear respected Muslims, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sending peace, blessings, salutations upon our noble master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as we are all aware, the first surah in the Quran was Surah Al-Fatiha. And if you take a look around the Muslim ummah today, each and every person is after guidance. Each and every person is desiring of hidayah. That's why each and every individual multiple times a day begs Allah, beseeches Allah, asks Allah, implores Allah for guidance. We say in every unit of every prayer, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, O Allah, guide us towards the straight path. So now we've asked for guidance. Immediately in the second surah, as Shaykh Zayd mentioned, Allah gave us the recipe for guidance when He told us, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This kitab, this book in which there's no scope for any doubt, is a guidance for the people of taqwa. Now my brothers, we have to understand guidance is of two types. إِرَاءَةُ الطَّرِيقِ and إِصَالِ إِلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ. إِرَاءَةُ الطَّرِيقِ إِصَالِ إِلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ. إِرَاءَةُ الطَّرِيقِ means, for example, I wish to go from here to Jami' Masjid. And I ask Riyadh that guide me towards Jami' Masjid. So ira'atul tariq would mean he'll tell me, go from here, go on 417, then when you come to a certain light, take a right, then continue for 200 meters, take a left. And he explains to me the whole journey from here to Jami' Masjid. This is a type of guidance which is ira'atul tariq. He showed me the path. The second type of guidance is isal ila al-matlub, where he tells me, jump in the car, I'll take you there, and he takes me to Jami' Masjid. So the Quran is a form of guidance for us, but is ira'atul tariq. Quran shows us the path to Jannah. But to learn, to acquire the guidance, that's solely in the hands of Allah, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, when Rasulullah ﷺ became sad that his uncle, his most beloved, was not accepting Islam, and the ayah was revealed unto the Messenger ﷺ, that, O Messenger, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبَتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That, O Messenger of Allah ﷺ, you don't guide who you want to guide. You do إِرَاءَةُ الطَّرِيقِ. You show the path. Allah wishes for guidance for whomsoever He wishes. So the Quran is the path and to guidance. When we act upon the Quran, inshallah, Allah will allow us to acquire the guidance. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they understood this. That's why the Quran was a guide for them, and they practically lived the Quran. Umar radiallahu anhum, a youngster comes to him by the name of Hur, hadith of Bukhari, and he tells him, Oh Umar, you have your majalis, your gatherings. I wish to bring my uncle to participate. Umar radiallahu anhum gives him ijazah, gives him permission. He says, bring your uncle. So the uncle is brought to the gathering of Umar radiallahu anhum. Then the uncle, he stands up and he tells Umar, Oh Umar, you are not a just person. Oh Umar, you are not a good leader. Oh Umar, you are like this, you are like that. And he attacks the integrity of Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu, everyone knows his jalal. Everyone knows the power, what a powerful man he was. So Umar radiallahu anhu begins to become angry. One sahabi around him and this youngster who had invited his uncle, he recites the ayah of Quran to Umar and he tells, Oh Umar, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرُ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. O Umar, Allah tells you and I in the Quran, خُذِ الْعَفْوِ, learn to forgive, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, enjoin the good and turn away from the ignorant people. Because Umar radiallahu anhu understood this Quran is my guide, this Quran could be a means of my guidance, this Quran is my path, immediately the anger of Umar radiallahu anhu subsided. The question you and I need to ask myself, I was telling the boys the other day, last year on Khatmul Quran night, I mentioned one thing, and I said, every night if a person recites Suratul Mulk, he will be preserved, safeguarded, protected from the adab and the punishment of the grave. Suratul Mulk has 30 ayat, 30 verses. I encouraged everyone to learn it in a month. I said, one ayah a day in 30 days, you'll be hafidh of Suratul Mulk. You recite it every night, you'll be safeguarded. Forget 1 month, it's been 11 months. Each and every one of us need to ask ourselves, did I memorize this surah? If I never memorized this surah, then have I taken the Quran, which is hudan lil muttaqeen, which is a means of guidance, have I truly taken it as a path that will lead to my guidance? 30 juz, 11 months. Have we memorized it? 330 days to memorize 30 verses. What's the level? If we, many a time a person says, my brother, I don't know where I stand with Allah. I don't know my status by my Creator. The answer to the question, my brothers, is if you want to know what is your connection with Allah, look at your connection with the Quran, and that's your answer.
If you've got zero connection with this Quran, your connection with Allah will be zero. If you've got a strong connection with this Quran, your connection with Allah will be strong. Once your connection with Allah is strong, your life becomes easy for you. The people of the past, the Salafus Salihin, they understood the value of this Quran. That's why Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, 1 month of Ramadan, 60 completions of the Quran. Hudan lil muttaqin. The lesson of the first juz, the first, the second surah. Understand that your guidance lies in following the path of the Quran. One of the great muhaddithin of the past is traveling in the deserts. They're attacked by highway robbers. And the highway robbers line everyone up and they're taking the items one by one. And they come to the scholar, the muhaddith, the person of hadith, and they tell him, give us whatever you have, empty your pockets. So the scholar says to them, I've got nothing to give you, I'm a poor man. So they beseech him and they tell him, give us what you have. He says, I've got nothing, what do you want me to give you? And they ordering him to give them something. So he says, okay, and understand my brothers, these were highway robbers. They were far from deen. But Quran is a form of guidance. So he said, okay, if you want something, I will give you something. I will give you some of my knowledge. He recites one verse of Quran to them. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ Your sustenance, your provisions, your risk lies with Allah. And you will be given that which you have been promised. One ayah was enough to change the lives of every individual who was a part of that highway gang. One ayah of the Quran was a guidance for them to come onto the Sirat al-Mustaqim. You want to know your connection with Allah? See your connection with the Quran. We have become so weak in this connection, forget out of Ramadan. Even in Ramadan, we don't recite. We waste our time. With some of us, Allah give us goodness, we don't even have the ability to listen to 30 juz of Quran. How weaker can the connection with the Quran be? Hudan lil muttaqin. So the Quran is ira'atul tariq. You want to be a guided person. You want to be a man of Allah. What does Allah Rabbul Rasulullah said in the hadith? Ahlul Quran hum ahlullah wa khasatuh. The people of Quran are the people of Allah. And then he increased in the narration and he said, they are the special ones of Allah. They are the chosen ones of Allah. They are the beloved ones of Allah. But subhanAllah, we're so busy working. No time for Quran. No time for the words of Allah. And then we say our houses are afflicted with this and that. There's this jinn problem, there's that problem. Rasulullah said in a hadith that house التي تقرأ فيه سورة البقرة, that home in which سورة البقرة is recited, no shaitan can affect that home. We haven't taken the recipe from the tongue of Rasulullah, from the words of Rasulullah, and we're complaining. We need to learn to build a connection with the Quran. Begin tonight. Don't leave it till tomorrow morning. Don't leave it till suhoor time. On your way home tonight, recite one surah of Quran. Recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Recite Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Inna A'tainaka Al-Kawthar. The shortest surah of the Quran. Begin. Start somewhere. Understand that this Quran is everything for a believer. How can the way a person can't live without food and drink? A believer, his soul and his ruh cannot live without the Quran. The Quran for the ruh and the soul is like the food and drink for the body. But yet, 25 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, we haven't even got the ability to recite the entire Quran once. Hudan lil muttaqin. So that was the lesson from the first juz of the Quran. The primary lesson, the lesson every one of us should take home today, that the Quran is ira'atul tariq. It shows me the path to my guidance. And as a secondary lesson from the first juz of Quran, Allah mentions to us the story of the people of Musa alayhi salam. And my dear brothers, our communities need to be based on love, affection, compassion. So Musa alayhi salam, when he was told by Allah that order your people to sacrifice a cow, they became people who loved to argue, who loved to question. What did they say? Oh Musa, what is the color of this animal? Oh Musa, what is the form of this animal? Oh Musa, what is the... And they just kept on asking and asking and asking till it became more and more difficult for them. The one lesson you and I learned from here is, let's learn to stop arguing. Let's learn to forgive one another. We all want Jannah, yes or no, my brothers? We all desire Jannah. You want Jannah? Take the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَنَا ظَامِنٌ لِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ. I take responsibility for a home in the middle of Jannah. For who? لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَارَ وَهُوَ مُحِكٌ. The person, he's right, he's on haq, he's correct, but he leaves an argument for the sake of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes the responsibility of a home in Jannah for him in the middle of Jannah. You want your Jannah, act upon the Quran and the Hadith. You will acquire and build your Jannah. You will renovate your Jannah. You go there, you see an amazing Jannah is prepared for you. But what? We don't know how to stop arguing. We don't know how to learn to forgive. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with his companions, and he begins to smile. So Umar radiallahu anhu tells him, Ya Rasulullah, ma li araka dahika? O Messenger of Allah, why do I see you are smiling? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, and what an amazing narration, my brothers. If this hadith is not enough for us to take away any grudges that we hold with anyone, to stop arguing with anyone, to not forgive anyone, then there's a problem with our hearts. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Umar, O Umar, the reason why I am smiling is, I am witnessing a scene from the day of Qiyamah in front of me. رَجُلَانِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي جَثَيَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ. Two individuals are kneeling in front of Allah. And the first one tells Allah that, Oh Allah, you said this day of Qiyamah is a day of justice. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No one will be oppressed. So oh Allah, this man, he done something wrong to me, I want my recompense. So immediately the second man will say to Allah, Oh Allah, وَلَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِي شَيْءٍ. Oh Allah, I have no good deeds to give this man, how can I repay him? So the first individual will say, Oh Allah, if he has no good deeds to give me, make him carry my bad deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he begins to cry at this point while narrating this to the Sahaba. And he tells them, إِنَّهُ لَيَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. My brothers, we have become neglectful of the day of Qiyamah. Is this a fairy tale that lingers in our minds? It's just a fairy tale that somewhere there, day of Qiyamah, yeah, it's something. Rasulullah is crying and he's telling the Ummah, لَيَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. This day is a very difficult day. So Allah Rabbul Izzah will tell this individual, before you give him your bad deeds, look in a certain direction. So he turns and he looks towards the Jannah. And Allah asks him, what do you see? So he says, أَرَى قُسُورًا مِنْ ذَهَبَ. وَاللَّهِ see the bounties, the blessings of Jannah. لِأَيِّ نَبِيٍ هَذَا لِأَيِّ صِدِّيقٍ هَذَا لِأَيِّ شَهِيدٍ هَذَا. Oh Allah, what an amazing Jannah, for which of your prophets have you prepared this for? Oh Allah, what an exclusive Jannah, for which of your pious slaves have you prepared this for? Oh Allah, what an amazing Jannah, for which of your martyrs have you reserved this for? So Allah says to him, لِمَنْ أَعْطَانِي الثَّمَنِ. The person who pays me the price, this beautiful Jannah is his. So he's shocked. Pay you the price. وَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ ذَلِكَ. Oh Allah, who can afford this amazing Jannah? So Allah says to him, أَنْتَ تَمْلِكُهُ. You can afford it. He's shocked. He was already shocked that someone can afford it. Now Allah is telling him, you can afford it. He's gobsmacked. Then he asks Allah, Oh Allah, how can I afford this Jannah? Allah Rabbul Izzah tells him, بِعَفْوِكَ عَنْ أَخِيكَ. Forgive this brother that has done you wrong, and this Jannah is yours. Immediately he tells Allah, Oh Allah, I make you my witness, I have forgiven this man for your sake. Then you want to know the generosity of your Creator, my brothers. You want to know the rahmah and the mercy of your Allah. How kareem is your Allah, how raheem is your Allah. Allah tells this individual, take your friend and both of you together, go and enjoy the bounties of this Jannah. Learn to forgive one another. 15 minutes is up. I was told maximum 15 minutes. We make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah. Lesson number one, Quran, Quran, Quran. Quran, my brothers, we can't live without it. That's why you got the entire dunya at your disposal, but you're unhappy. You got a six-figure wage, but you're unhappy. And the man who got one verse of Quran knows, brother, you're running the whole day 9 to 5. I'm not saying don't work, you work. But I know that whatever I work, I will only get what Allah has decreed for me. So that person who works, he knows he's getting a six-figure salary, but he's still parishan. He's uneasy, he's uncomfortable. The person that's got a three-figure salary, he's living a life of peace, serenity, comfort. Why? Quran is showing him the path. Forget Jami' Masjid. Quran is showing him the path to Jannah. Quran is showing him the path to lead a happy life. Everyone says in order to live happy you have to have money. The poorest person on the face of this earth is the person who has nothing except money. He's the poorest. He's a man who's a pauper. He's suffering from poverty. The only thing you have is money. I feel sorry for you, my brother. There's so much more to your deen and to your life than money. But the heart has begun to worship money. So number one, begin tonight on the way home. Begin a connection with the Quran. The stronger the connection with the Quran becomes, you will understand the rahmah of Allah will come into your life. Everything will slowly fall into place. Problems in the home, problems with the marriage, problems with the kids, problems at school, problems at work. Everything will fall into place when you build a connection with the being who gave you the problems in the first place. And the second lesson is learn to live together. Learn to love one another and forgive one another and don't argue. Don't become like the Banu Israel, always arguing. Make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah. He allow us to act upon what has been said. SubhanAllah wa bihamdi, subhanAllah wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.